It's Mother's Day. And my third Mother's Day without a mum around. I think about her often and I'm very rarely ever sad. While she was alive, no matter where I was in the world, I never missed a Mother's Day or the opportunity to thank her for bringing me into the world. I guess I just wish I'd said it more when it wasn't a Mother's Day. I guess I wish that I hadn't saved it up for her bedside as she slipped away. I'm very lucky to have had that last and final time with her, and today I've come to a place I don't often come, but I guess I'm here just as much for myself as I am my grandmother, who often feels sad around this time, having lost a daughter so young. So I'm at my mother's graveside, which is quite a pleasant surrounding. It's a young wood, I guess. Being a green burial ground, there's a tree planted at the head or the foot of every grave, and I've just laid a few flowers at the head of my mother's grave. This will one day be a woodland, and although it's kind of pleasant and nice to walk around it now, I imagine it'd be so much better when it completely returns to nature. You're not allowed gravestones here, and there's a lot of wood been carved and placed as markers. I just carved an L into the top of an elm post for my mother, whose name was Liala. And I don't really ever feel the need to come here. I don't, you know, ever feel that she's out of my mind or it. But now I'm here, it's kind of nice to be focused and present and thinking, happy thoughts might not be the right way of putting it, but pleasant thoughts of her life and how she brought me up, and I guess how I feel about everything now that she's gone and I'm concentrating on that moment. It's nice to be reminded of the moment. It's nice to be reminded that we only have these moments and we don't know how many of them we have. So to be present, to enjoy life, to make the most that you can of life, to be the best you can, I guess, is all that you can do. Maybe in some way I avoid coming here because I dread being faced with those kind of thoughts, but it's not hard. And you can't help but feel lucky as you look around here. Many of the graves are old, but there are some young people that have been buried who've come to the end of their share. You never know, so be thankful of those around you and tell them that you love them as often as you can. It's good to take the time to think about these things, because we very rarely stop for very long at all. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whoever you're with, have a really good day.